Good morning. Welcome back to the Monday edition of the KG&C Agribusiness News Hour. I'm Shannon Gray, and as promised, we wrap up every Monday looking at wheat. It is such a important commodity in our part of the world. And doing that today, I've got Darby Campsie. She's the Director of Communications and Producer Relations for Texas Wheat Producers. Darby, it's been a little while since you've been on the show, and we're happy to have you back.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yeah, of course. And today you're talking about something, it's annual, and it is that National Wheat Yield Contest. For our listeners out there, give us a little introduction into what that contest entails.
Sure. So the National Wheat Yield Contest is actually a fairly new program. It's just been around for a couple of years, and it is hosted by the National Wheat Foundation. For anyone who's not familiar with the National Wheat Foundation, that is a nonprofit organization that is actually managed by the National Association of Wheat Growers, which is our national wheat association. And the National Wheat Foundation is going to serve as the National Center for Wheat Research, Education, and Outreach. So this National Wheat Yield Contest is a way to get producers involved on the national level, to compete with other states and producers, and also to introduce and improve production practices by demonstrating the use of new and innovative techniques for wheat growth. So it's a great program. They've got some subcategories in that program, so there are several different ways that producers can enter. There are two primary categories, which are going to be winter wheat and spring wheat. And then we've got two subcategories, dry land and irrigated. And then within those categories, the National Wheat Foundation is going to judge all the samples that are submitted for quality, and only the highest grade wheat samples are eligible to place. So quality is a large part of the contest. When winners are selected, they do give an outline of what variety that producer used, as well as any inputs. So if they used fertilizer, nitrogen, or any other inputs.
Yeah, so with that, I know quality is always so important with wheat. Does this look at yields at all?
Yes. So ultimately, the winner is chosen based on the percentage of yield over their county average. So when we're looking at different states, that percentage could look very different. So a producer in Washington may have 200 yield or 200 bushels per acre, excuse me, and that's not going to be as high over that county average as a producer who might have a 100 bushels per acre here in Texas. So that's how winners are selected, is that percentage of increase over the county average.
Yes, I remember this now. Speaking with a local winner last year, actually, Mr. Sean Kimbrell, he had mentioned like, "Oh, I'm not really that good at growing wheat. I just, not many people grow it in my county."
Yes, that's exactly right. So Sean did a great job of really hiking that yield up over his county average, which was very low. So he had a great shot there.
Yeah, and we all know, I mean, it definitely didn't hurt anything, right? That not many people grow wheat in his county, but I know he's actually really great at what he does, and it was well deserved for him.
Absolutely, yes. He's very humble.
Yes, he is. He's a very humble guy, very, very kind as well. He's taught me a lot just in the couple of times that I've spoken with him. And with that, he was last year's winner. We've already found out the winners have been selected for 2020, and there were two winners from the state of Texas.
Yes, that's right. So the Wheat Yield Contest will recognize national winners, which is what Sean Kimbrell was last year, but they also recognize state winners. And so this year we have two of those. This is actually the first time in in a few years that we've had two state winners, and that's because we had entries in two of those subcategories, the dry land and irrigated wheat. So our first winner was Mr. Ben Scholes of Lavon. So he is actually over in the Blacklands to the east of Dallas. He received first place in the dry land winter wheat category, which with his yield of 72 bushels per acre, that's kind of unheard of over here in dry land winter wheat country, but they actually get rain down there. So he was, like I said, at 72 bushels per acre, and his county average is about 38 bushels per acre. So it took a lot of really great management from Ben. He actually planted the variety AGS 2055, which is a soft red winter, which is very common in that area, and that variety is from the University of Arkansas. Ben actually currently sits on the Texas Wheat Producers Board. He was the National Association of Wheat Growers president last year, currently serving as past president. So he's very involved when it comes to wheat, and he has actually been farming for 50 years as of last year. So he's really got that process down. But his advice to producers when I asked him about what he did differently this year to achieve such a high yield was that he just always questions the norm and tries new techniques that he's never tried before, and that would be his advice, is for producers to consider different management strategies than they've tried in the past. It can be hard to move out of our habits, but that's what he says really helped him this year. He tried some new fertility programs, incorporated some micronutrients into his inputs, and really felt like he had just the right process for getting a high yield.
Wow. Yeah. Great. That's like words of wisdom right there. 50 years. And, you know, I mean, he had a really good take on trying something new every year.
Exactly. Yep. And then on the opposite side, we've actually got Blaze Wilde from Wall, who is our other state winner. He won first place last year as well. And he is a much younger farmer, and he actually kind of sticks to his same plan every year, but it has worked really, really well for him so far. So he received first place in the irrigated winter wheat category. This is actually the first time for him that he has submitted a sample for irrigated winter wheat. Last year he won in dry land. So Wall is actually south of San Angelo, so there is a good combination of dry land and irrigated wheat in that area. His final yield was 106 bushels per acre, just excellent. His county average is 25 bushels per acre, so that is just really an outstanding yield. He planted the OK Genetics variety Showdown, and he said he worked very closely with the Oklahoma Foundation seed stocks to select that variety. So he is very hands-on. He only grows wheat. He's in a family practice. And they really pay attention to the time that they plant their wheat. They keep their fields clean and prepped. He suggests to producers not to overplant and to use treatments. He really recommends using the right necessary treatments, whether it's nitrogen, pesticides, herbicides. And he just always says every year, you're going to get out of it what you put in. And so that really, you know, explains how hard he works and how hands-on he is with his operation. And he gives a lot of that credit to his family, but I know Blaze is a very hard worker, and that is really evident in that huge yield that he got off of his wheat this year.
Yeah, you know, when we start talking about something like a national contest, right, like obviously there are a couple of little prizes and things. Obviously, you get to say you did it, right, if you won. But it's so much more, especially hearing this year how similar yet how different both of those state winners are.
Yes, exactly. We are always happy when Texas producers want to enter this contest, because they are absolutely capable of being recognized with those producers from places like Kansas, South Dakota, and Washington, where they are getting really high yields, but we do have very high quality wheat here in Texas, and we have some of the best producers, in my completely unbiased opinion. So we love getting them up on that stage to be recognized. You know, unfortunately, most of the time, producers are recognized at Commodity Classic, which will be held virtually this year. So we're not going to get to see those producers in person this year, but they are still going to be recognized at one of the virtual events during Commodity Classic. So we're very happy for that opportunity. And, you know, we're rooting for all wheat producers in every state. We just love to hear about these great stories of Texas wheat producers. They have really great work ethic, and they really have excellent crop management.
Yeah, absolutely. We also love hearing it here as well, and just appreciate you sharing that information with our listeners today. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. For any producer who is interested in potentially being in the National Wheat Yield Contest, you do have to be a member of the Texas Wheat Producers Association. That is $50 a year. And we can absolutely help with the sign-up process for that contest. Next year, we are probably looking at maybe March at when that contest is going to open up. And deadlines for winter wheat are usually in May, so about the time that producers will be harvesting. So we're happy to help any producer go through that process, sign up for our membership, which does make them eligible for the contest.
Wonderful. Y'all can get more information at texaswheat.org. And Darby, thanks for visiting with us.
Thank you, Shannon.
Again, Darby Campsey is the Director of Communications and Producer Relations with Texas Wheat Producers. So as she mentioned there, you have to be a member of the Texas Wheat Producers Association to apply for this National Wheat Yield Contest. It's only $50 a year to be a member. And for any other information, again, texaswheat.org. That's going to do it for our show today. Please go out there and make it a great one. I'm KGNC Agribusiness News Director, Shannon Gray.